Hello.
Hi, my name is Latoya, calling back from customer support. How can I help on today?
I don't know.
So did you leave your number?
My call from earlier?
Yes, sir. So did you leave your number to have a call back to have some assistance with your account?
Yeah, well, I don't know about no account, but I was looking. Hold on. I had to put you on speakerphone. I'm out and about.
Okay.
So let me. Well, somebody took out money out of my bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out who and why. And are you connected with, let's see, Impressive Online?
We're actually a third-party customer service center, so we do service several different companies. But if you provide me with that zip code, I'll see if we hold one for you, and I can tell you what company is actually with, if we have an account for you.
Ma'am, your phone number on my bank account that you took 6732 out, and it's called Impressive Online, and that's all it gives me. And I can't, the only thing I can find about Impressive Online is stuff that I don't do, which is sewing. It's patterns.
So, yes, sir.
That was the number that I called you guys, and you guys were going to call me back. So.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code?
95963.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's see if we have an account for you. What's that first and last name?
Leonard Glover.
Okay, let me see. Just a moment. I'm just trying to see if I have an account for you, okay? And how much did you say the charge was for?
6732.
Yeah. The amount sounds correct. Sounds like maybe one of ours. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not generating an account for you just of yet.
Well, I don't want an account. I want to find out who it was and why, because...
Yes, sir. I'm not actually trying to set up an account. I'm just trying to see if you see, we're a third-party customer service center. So when you leave your number to be called back, the number that you received from your account was our number. We service several different companies, so we actually do service on their accounts. The only way that I could have an account for you, you would have had to order something and submit in a payment, which would create that account for you.
Okay. Well, on... all I have is my bank, and all it gives is Impressive Online, and it gives this number, 833-218-8546.
Yes, sir. I understand. Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your first and last name? I'm just trying to see if we have any information on what you're looking for right now, but you left your number, so it had to be something going on with your account. Can you spell that first and last name for me?
Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.
All right. Thank you so much for providing that. Let's see if I can find something with your name on it. So I do show the actual name, Leonard Glover. Can you verify your mailing address for security purposes so I can make sure it's you?
817 3rd Street, Orland, California.
Okay, so I am showing a generation of an account for you. It just hasn't shown me what's on it yet. Give me just a few minutes while my system pulls up. Just bear with me. The system is running a little slow, so it's not pulled up what's on the account just yet. So give me just a moment. Okay, so what I'm showing is that there is a charge on your account for $67.32 made on 11/22. That charge originated from a purchase made looks like on 11/16 for $5.74. So did you enter into a drawing to win a pallet or something? Let's see, what is it, a pallet? Let me see if it shows me what it is. So
I ordered a pallet of stuff, of Amazon stuff, but I never got no pallet. And they took that, and that was $70-some dollars on the pallet. And the other one, there was another charge, but they took it out a long time ago.
Okay, so I do see that pallet that's supposed to have a bunch of different stuff on it.
Yeah.
So, it looks like... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are they going to send me the whole pallet?
Well, actually, that was for you to enter into the drawing to win the pallet. That $574 was to give you a drawing into to win it. So if you didn't win it within 48 hours, which you would have received a call or email, you were entered into the drawing for the monthly drawing where you get more entries into to win other products. And that's what that $67.32 is. Now, with that carries that $100 gift card voucher to our Factory Direct Savings Club. And you can go on there.
Wait a minute. You said the $5 and something was the drawing.
Yes.
Right. So what's the 67 something for?
So as I was explaining, sir, that 574 is what initiated that charge. By you entering into the drawing, if you didn't cancel and 48 hours, which would have drawn you out of the drawing, you were entered into the monthly drawing for $67.32, which gives you more entries into the drawing to win more stuff. So that it carries a $100 gift card voucher to our Factory Direct Savings Club. So you get more entries into the drawing to win, as well as a gift card voucher to our Direct Savings Club online. And you, it doesn't expire, and you can buy discounted gadgets on our Factory Direct Savings Club.
No. No. I know about the drawing, but nobody told me about none of that other, but you just told me.
Yes, sir. So when you submitted payment, when you submitted that payment for $5.74, you actually agreed to our terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel, that you would be entered into the major drawing, which gives you more entries to win, a closer chance to win some of the stuff that you actually had in that pallet. So I can go ahead and cancel out this whole account for you where you won't receive any additional charges.
Absolutely.
All right, I got that cancellation code for you.
Yep, and I'm going to be talking to my bank too because I don't think it was right. So anyway,
yes, sir.
Goodbye. You have a nice life.
But sir, you don't want that cancellation code? Well, I cancel that.
Just cancel it.
Yes, sir. What I need to actually have you online for me to go ahead. I can't service your account without you being there, so I'm trying to get that to you
okay.
Right now.
I'm here.
Okay, I have a cancellation code for you.
Okay, I have no way of writing it down. I have nothing to write with. I'm out and about.
Yes, sir. Well, it just confirms that this account has been closed. That way you won't receive any future charges. And if you have any of the other questions, you can call back your information that I asked you for initially. You can actually provide to the agent to be able to access the account again, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
Yep.